Rabbi Say, we're learning Hilchos Aveilos, and yesterday we went through Simin Shin Ayin Vav. Obviously, there's much, much more to say about Nyanei Kaddish, etc. But as we pointed out, this stuff is based on Minhagim. If I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Lamed Beis has like Maamar HaKadoshim, where he gives you all the precedents. A fool goes first, etc. And someone asked Rav Soloveitchik one time one of these questions, like who davens first? Shleishim, Shiva, member of the community, not member. So the Rav said, just flip a coin. So they said, one second, like, but they have all these rules in the poskim. So the Rav's line apparently was, and how do you think the poskim came up with these rules? So I don't know exactly what to say about this. I just know that these are the dinin. Avodim mushvachos, simen shinayin zayin. Generally speaking, we don't have avodim anymore, though I was speaking to Mr. Danesh during Seder, that it's not that long ago that we had Avelim. Lincoln freed the slaves. My father likes old Sidurim, so there's an old Sidur at home that has the bracha for knias avodim. There are dinim about avodim. So the halacha is, the avodim mushvachos, we don't want people to be too distraught on the loss of an Eved. Even if you are sad, we don't want any genuine Nechama to happen. It's a davar pashut. There's no Shiva, there's no Shloshim for an Avol. It's not part of the family. But nonetheless, even if a person wants to dedicate, to donate Avelus, like we spoke about earlier, but it's not appropriate for avodim. Why is it not appropriate for avodim? So the Rishonim explain, there's a machlokus in Brachos Tazayin Amid Beis. Rabbi Gamliel, when his famous Eved, when Tevi Avdol died, so Rabbi Gamliel Kilo of Tanchumen. And the Chachamim said, dude, what you doing? So Rabbi Gamliel said, Tevi Avdi is not like Sha'ar Avodim, Kosher. No? The Tevi is Mamish Kosher. So what's the pshat in the Chachamim? So the Bali Atosos and Tazayin, Brachos, right? The Chachamim say you shouldn't be Menachem Avil for an Eved because people will think that the Eved is Mamish and Adam Kosher, and they're going to say that there is Yichus of this person, and they might come to marry him, etc., stuff like that, to marry her. Obviously, right, that's the halacha. By an eved, it's less of a concern mitzad the yichus, but by the shifcha, the children are going to be avadim. So we don't want to be mala le'inyan yochsin. That seems to be the halacha. If that's the case, what Rabbi Gamliel is saying, that tevi avdi is not kishar avadim, that he's a kasher, what he means is not just that tevi is a kasher. What he means is that it's so rare to have an eved that's a kasher, it's like news, it's a newsworthy. So therefore, everybody knows that he's an eved. Therefore, there's no concern that you'll be mala leyuchsim, etc. These are the halachos, the dinim of menuda that appear in Shin Ayin Zayin. There's no havra. You don't say tanchume avelim. So a menuda has the din that he's not part of the tzibur. So there's no havra. There's no tanchune avelin. Again, this, I think, connects to the idea that we spoke about yesterday, that part of tanchune avelin is an inyan of the tzibur, you're unconnected. But this is a little bit different because the din of a menuda is that you're not allowed to be within teich dal ramosav, you have to mashbi marchik from him. If you have a person, let's say, who's a get refuser, so Bez then puts him into Harchakos Rabbi Nutam, etc. So in those cases, you're not mad for him. You don't see Tanchumei Avelam. You keep a distance. That's the halacha. When a Menuda dies, so we are Menachem the Avelam. We saw in Simin Shin Mem Hei the dinim of Ma'abed Atzmo Ladas. Whatever is for covered for him, we don't do. No? We don't do whatever is covered for him. But we do Birkas Avelim because it's covered L'chayim. So Menuda has the same din as that, and therefore we are menachem the aveilim, etc. That's what we see over here. Both the shach and the gain are mitzayin simin shin mem hey. Simin shin ayin ches is the din of seudas havra'a. Seudas havra'a is the meal that you give an avail after the avelos began, after aninos ends, the avelos begins after the kavura. So it's a chiyuv of seudas havra'a. Connected with the chiyuv of seudas havra'a, there's also an iser on the avel to be ochel mishalel. Right, the two are connected. We have to give him a seuda, and he is not allowed to eat any food on his own. The question is, to what extent are these dinim connected? Right, we had like a similar question, let's say, by an onein, that an onein we say is osur to make brachos, but you have to wash the tilas yadayim. Right? What's the pshat? So we said, well, anything that's an iser, the onin can't do. Anything that's a mitzvah, the onin can't do. Anything that's an iser, the onin has to do. Right? So yesh lachkar, right? And brachos, we spoke about in Simin Mishin Mem Aleph, about an onin, we spoke about brachos. Is the pshat that brachos is fundamentally a mitzvah? And the Gemara says, because it's a mitzvah, it's aser to eat without a bracha, because it's kiyu moel, kiyu gozo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. Or do I say that brachos is fundamentally an iser, and then the mitzvah comes from the iser, right? We spoke about a number of these cases. Staka, brachos, there's a few cases where we can question, is it fundamentally an iser, fundamentally a mitzvah? The same takira we should ask with respect to seudas havra'ah and the iser for the avel to eat on his own, to eat his own food. Is the din fundamentally a mitzvah on the kehillah to give the avel meal, or is the din fundamentally an iser on the onein to eat his own food? So the Taz over here writes that if you live in a community and there's no one to give food for you, fundamentally the mitzvah is on the shteinim, but Zak the Taz, the lashon of the mechaber is that the mitzvah is on the shteinim sheachilu mishalohem kidei shlo yolcha mishalo. That means that they have to give him food in order that he does not eat his own food. You get the impression that the trigger, that the ikar halacha, is that they give him food. In an ofan, in a community, if you live out of town and there's no one to give you food, so then Zok the Taz, there is no iser for him to eat. That's the way the Taz writes in Sif Katan Aleph. Right? So fundamentally, the din is a mitzvah. That's the pshat in the Taz. The iser is, so to speak, weaker than the mitzvah. Me'idach gisa, we do see that the iser to eat on some level is stricter than the mitzvah that they have to be machalhem. But what's included in the chiyuv of the community to give food, or the chiyuv of the neighbors to give food to the avel? So the Gemara derives it from a pasuk in Yechezkel, v'lechem anoshem lo tochal. So you get the impression that the chiyuv is to eat lechem. For some reason, that thing does not make it to Shulchan Aruch, no? It could be it doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch because it's a davar pashat. Seuda means lechem. Seudas havra'a, you have to give lechem. Okay, so you have to give lechem. What else do you have to give? So we'll talk about it a little bit more, but there are minhagim. Makam shenahagu lahavra'is. Bebasar v'yayin, zeremavrim bebasar v'yayin, makayim shenahagu, that you're not, so you're mavre with beitzim or adoshim zecher la'avelos, and then you eat kol tzarka, right? That's if test. Right? The Ramban writes that certain makomos, the practice is that you do seudas havra'a basar v'yayin. Other makomos, the practice is that you do havra'a with beitzim and tavshon. So you have Havro'ah that involves lechem. You'll have the main course of the meal. What about drinks? Do you have to give drinks as soon as Havro'ah? So the pashtus is no. No?
Yeah.
Except for yayin, according to certain places, but that's in makum shenahagu. So you don't have to give drinks. What about the iser for the avel on his own? The iser lecho mishalo. Is it usher for the avel to take a drink? But sometimes you have a kvura, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, and it's 613 degrees in the shade. No, it's Eretz Yisrael, this Kedusha. 613 degrees in the shade. Right? So are you allowed to take a drink? Is the avel allowed to drink his own water? Is the iser le'echoel and lishtos more strict than the mitzvah to give him? So many Achrenim say, Reb Feivel Cohen Paskins, this way in the Badei HaShulchan, that you're not allowed to drink your own stuff. Even though the inyan of Seudas Havra is only bread, but you're not allowed to drink your own stuff also. So that's a chumrah of the Isser Achila above the mitzvah of Seudas Havra. Right? The Taz is saying that the Isser Achila stems from the mitzvah. Memela, there are times that you could eat because there's no mitzvah. On the other hand, if I see that the Isser is more chamor, so that would sound like the Isser is the ikra. Right? And we have one example in terms of shtia. I should point out that although Reb Feivel Cohen Paskins that shtia is usser mishalo, in Chazon Ovadia, he is Megol. Right? Remember when Chacham Ovadia was Nifter, Ben Chaim, who's a Rosh Hashiva here, I think for another few weeks he's still Rosh Hashiva, Ben Chaim said that Chacham Ovadia wrote more pages in Halacha than anybody else, and he's Megol on everything. Right? That's the way he gave it. It's not true, I think. Chacham Ovadia is Mamash Megol on everything. Right, so Chacham Avadia is Megol. You're allowed to drink your own stuff. They quote that Rav Schechter says that fundamentally you really should not drink your own stuff, but if it's 1,000 degrees or 613 degrees in the shade, so then you're allowed to. If it's mamish, super hot, etc. So,
I was just going to ask, meaning in Lundus, is Badei Shulchan fundamentally arguing on the Taz that as opposed to the mitzvah, or as opposed
so
to the
I'm
mitzvah,
not sure or if he doesn't present it that way, but it seems to me that these ideas are connected. It seems to me that if a machmir on the iser achila shtia more than the mitzvah, so you see that the Isser is more chomer than the mitzvah against the Taz. That's what it seems to me. I have another example of this in Se'if Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. No? Se'if Gimel writes, Im ratzo ha'avel shelo lecho b'yayim rishayin muter lecho mishalo afilu se'uda rishona. But if the avel wants to fast, so machlekes rishayin, do we allow the avel to fast if he wants to? Rabbi Yerucham says that we should not, the reason for Sudas Havra, according to Rabbi Yerucham, is I'm worried that the avel is going to injure himself. So it's ki'ilu, we force feed him. Right? Other people give him the food because we're worried he's going to starve himself. But Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if the avel does not want to eat, so he could eat his own food by Su'udah Mishayna after the first day. Now, this din does not make all that much sense to me, because we paskin that the Seudas Havra'ah is only Seuda Rishona. Right? There's no mitzvah Seudas Havra'ah on meal number two, meal number three. If the Kfura, let's say, is in the morning, so Seudas Havra'ah is lunchtime, and then dinner or whatever, later meals, there's no mitzvah Seudas Havra'ah. So Havra'ah we paskin is one meal. So how come if the avel wants to fast, so you only get out of the chiyuv of Seudas Havra'ah for everybody else if you fast the entire day? Right? It sounds like that din is assuming that Havra'ah is a din in Yom Rishon. That's a machlokes HaRishonim. Taisus on Chaf quotes a machlokes between the Rit and the Machzer Vitri B'Shem Rashi, whether Havra'ah is a din in the entire Yom Rishon where the Havra'ah is a din only in Su'ud HaRishonah. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Se'if Aleph that the Isser is Su'ud HaRishonah. Nonetheless, right, if the other wants to not eat, so he has to fast the entire day. What's the pshat over here? So I thought the idea is, again, that there is a shtickle split, that the mitzvah to give him food is only Su'ud HaRishonah, but the Isser to eat his own stuff might be the entire day. And what we're saying is you get rid of that din once the Avel is fasting the entire day, etc. So then the Avel is allowed to eat his own stuff the second day. Again, this is not Mukhraf. This is just what it seems to me. So let's take a step back. Is the din fundamentally a mitzvah, or is the din fundamentally an iser? To put this in different terms, although again, it's not Mukhraf, is the din of Havra'ah a din in Nihug Avelos, or is it din in Nichon Avelon? Right? The sheet of the Rabbeinu Yerucham is in Ganzin different. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that, like, we're worried you're going to hurt yourself, so therefore we force feed you. But one could ask, let's say we don't feel like Rabbeinu Yerucham, what's the pshat in Havra'ah? Is it a din of Nihug Avelos? And Rav Shechter has this fakir in the Sefer Ginas Egos in his third book, in the red one, where Rav Shechter in Simen Chavov raises this question. And Nihu Gavelos, Rav Shechter explains, it's hard to understand. What do you mean, Havrazin and Nihu Gavelos? The pshat is that when a person's an Avel, the person feels incomplete. And part of feeling incomplete is that you feel you can't even make your own meals. You can't even eat your own food. Right? Ich bin a halber Mensch. So that's the pshat. So Nihu Gavelus means that the Avel can't eat his own stuff because the Avel is chaser. The din of Nichum Avelim sounds like the din is that by bringing the food to the Avel, you are comforting him, right? The community, the individual ever brings him food, that's some element of Nichum Avelim. Right? L'cha'ora, the Chakira, the way we presented it, what's the Iker? Is the Iker the Isser or is the Iker the Mitzvah? The Milim Acherot, I think we could say that if the Iker is the Isser, that means it's really fun, it's really focused on the Avel himself. The Avel can't eat. If the Iker is the mitzvah, so then it's focused on the community. If the Iker is the mitzvah, l'chor, it's more of a din of Nichon Avelim. If the Iser is the Iker, that means it's more of a din of Nihug Avelos. That's l'chora, this sugya in a nutshell. So Rav Shechter in the Sefer Ginas Egois has the following discussion. If I'm not mistaken, this article came about because years ago they invited Rav Shechter to be like the guest Rosh Yeshiva during the summer in Yeshiva Mitzpeh Yericho, which is like a super Zionist yeshiva, and they want to learn all the dinim of Melech and Kayim Gadol. They're learning like the second part of Sanhedrin, like they're preparing for these dinim. Okay, Pavaldik. So Rav Shechter, that year Rav Goldvich, the Rosh Yeshiva, was Nifter. So the Yeshiva Karim B'Yavna, they put out a Sefer Zikaron for Rav Goldvich called Yukara D'Chaim. And Rav Shechter wrote a piece over there about the Dinim of Avelos for Kayim Gadol, which was subsequently published in the Sefer Ginas Egos, Simen Chafov, that we mentioned a few minutes ago. So there, Rav Shechter speaks about the fact that the pashtus is that a Kayin Gadol does not have any dinim of Avelos, no? The Rambam tells me that Avelos is based on Tumas Kayhanim, right? The Rambam proves that Kama Gadol mitzvahs Avelos, that Kayhanim are Metame L'Mesim. That would mean that L'cha'ora Kayin Gadol, who's not Metame L'Mesim, right? 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 That a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Matami Lamesim. It's a Pasuk Parshas Emor. So if the Kohen Gadol can't be Matami, that means he does not have Inyanei Avelos. No Safakach, the Gemara has a Lashon that Kohen Gadol every day for him is like a regal. Just like we bring Karbanis on Yom Tovim, every day the Kohen Gadol brings his own Karbanis. Every day is like a Yantim. Right? The Kohen Gadol has to like shave his head every day. Because just like you enter Yantiv, like with your head all shaven, you look nice. So also a Kohen Gadol. It's a din of every day is a regal for the Kohen Gadol. So if every day is a regal, so what that would mean is that there's no avos on Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, you see that the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Yud Ches says that you do have ra'ah for a Kohen Gadol, and the Mishnah discusses what is he sitting on when he gets his suvas havra'ah, mita, dargish, whatever it is. So there's havra'ah. What's the pshat? He's not an avil, yet there is havra'ah. So Zakir Shepta, the pshat is that he's not an avil in the sense of there's no nihuge avelos by a Kohen Gadol. But there is an inyan of nichum avelim for the Kohen Gadol, right? There could be isure avelos, right? And the isure avelos, the maisa of avelos, doesn't apply to a Kohen Gadol. But the shame avel applies to a Kohen Gadol, no? Sometimes there's no shame avel. No, sometimes, excuse me, there is a shame avel. The gavra has a din avel, but there is no nihuge avelos, right? For example, on Cholom Oed, no? On Cholom Oed, there is no din of nihuge avelos. You don't prave any avelos on Cholom Oed, but the din is that there's nichum avelim, right? People should go adarab. On Cholom Oed, you should go be menachem avel because no one else is going to come to him. So it could be Zaktiv Shechter that the pshat in the Kohen Gadol is azoi. There is havra'ah for the Kohen Gadol, but there's no avelos. Zosomeres, there's no nihuge avelos, but there is nichum avelim, meaning that havra'ah is a din in nichum avelim. That happens to be the pshat of the Levush. In the Sefer Mishmeres Smachos, he points out that this is the pshat in the Sefer Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah writes that havra'ah is a din in the nichum avelim. Again, this idea is based on the fact that it's more of a mitzvah on the community than on the iser on the person. That's the way Rav Shechter proves things. Again, it's unbelievable. He comes to the maskana that's really a mitzvah of nichum avelim, and the raya is from the Kohen Gadol. Shtickle Torah 1. Once it's a din in nichum avelim, so Rav Shechter has a ha'ara that the way most places do su'udas havra is not proper. Most places, the community sends over a meal, even before the levaya. They want to make sure you have food. So you take the food, you put it in the refrigerator, no? And then, after levaya, you'll eat the food. But there's no kim of nichum avelim. At the time you send the food to the guy's an onein. And also, nichum avelim is like a face-to-face experience. Having food come in the mail and then putting it in the refrigerator or being delivered, but that's not nichum avelim. So Shechter feels fundamentally havra is nichum avelim. Therefore, don't send this havra beforehand. Don't put it in the refrigerator. Have someone bring it over. That's what Shechter is shtickle taira. Okay, not bad. This question, whether Havra'ah is Nihug Avelos or Nichum Avelim, might be totally in many other dinim. If you look in the Sefer Shi'urei Harav on Avelos, on page 49, he brings a lot of this, but some of it I'm adding myself. Honestly, I didn't read the Shi'urei Harav today, so I don't remember what's my own and what's his. But there's a machlekes in that Taisvis, both on Chaf Amar Aleph and Taisvis on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, whether there is Havra'ah b'moed. No? There's a machlekes, is there Havra'ah b'moed? Now, on Cholom Moed, there is a din of Nichum Avelim, like we spoke about, but there's no din of nihu gavenos. So the pashtus would be that whether there's havran chola moed or not, that machlokes in Taisvis depends on whether it's a din of nihug or a din of nichon. In Shulchan Aruch, it says in Se'if Hey that if someone is nikbar erev Shabbos samach l'chashecha, no, I'm sorry. Where is it? You're going to be Nayuk Shiva after Yontif. So the Havra'ah is after Yontif. The Rama writes, there's no Havra'ah in this case. Kevin Shenitcha Yoimishon Ein Mavrin. Also, the Rama writes, there's no Havra'ah at all. The Pashtus is that you see from this din that there's no Havra'ah at all on Chol HaMoed. Okay? If you, the Mechaber says you do the Havra'ah after Yontif, the Rama says once it's Nidcha, at the beginning, it's Nidcha and Ganzen. You see that there's no Havra at all on Chol HaMoed. On Shabbos and on Chol HaMoed, both.
The Rama
writes, Kevin Shenidcha Yemishon, both on Shabbos and Regel, L'Cha'ira. So in Mavrim also, after, right, afterwards. And even if, let's say, there's a second day Yontif, which counts as one of the days of Shiva, but still, there's no Havra'ah on that day, on that second day Yontif. That's what the Rama writes in Sif Yud Aleph. Habayahi, then in Simin Tuf Aleph, it says that like Tuf Aleph, Tuf is Dinim on Shabbos. Tuf Aleph are Dinim on Chol HaMoed. So it says on Chol HaMoed to do Havra'ah. Tuf Aleph Sif Dalet. Ein chotzen kosei b'moed ve'ein mavrin ela krovim shomeis abaha ve'ein mavrin bo ela krovim shomeis, right? But the krovim are mavrin. I mean, there is sudas havra on chol moed. Seems to be a stirim between shinayin ches, where it says that there's no havra on chol moed, and simin tof aleph that says that there is havra on chol moed. So the goin, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, 1720 to 1797, second coolest person ever after the shach. So the Goyin in Ois Tesvav writes, when Shulchan Aruch says that there's no Havra'ah, that means that on Yontif there's no Havra'ah. Avada, there is Havra'ah on Chol HaMoed, and that's what is discussed in Tav Aleph. Even though the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch sounds like not like that, but the Goyin kind of fetches his pshat into the Lashon. Okay. Reb Fivel Cohen argues in Tav Aleph that there, when we say that there's no Havra b'moed, that means that Achirim are not Mavra, but the Krovim are Mavra. The close relatives are Mavra. But whatever it is, there is, seems to be a Miktsas Stira in the Shulchan Aruch, whether there's Havra and Chol HaMoed. This Stira is probably Toloi, or this Bigadol, this issue is Toloi in whether Havra is a din in nichum or a din in nihug, like we explained. Another issue that might depend on this is azoi. We mentioned earlier that Shulchan Aruch says the din of Havra is seuda rishona. The Bali Hataisis on Chaf say that the din of Havra is yom rishon. The entire first day of Avelos, you give them food. Shulchan Aruch says only the first meal. Rav Soloveitchik explained azoi, that the first day Avelos is Chomer. Right? Avelos Yom Rishon, according to half the Rishon, according to the Mechaber, Avelos Yom Rishon is a Din Deraisa. So Nihug Avelos is more Chomer Yom Rishon. Nichum Avelon, Lacha'ora, is more Chomer on Se'uda Rishona. So if it's a Din in Se'uda Rishona, that sounds like it's a Din in Nichum. It's a Din in Yom Rishon, it sounds like it's a Din of Nihug. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Se'uda Rishona, Hagon Reb Kiva Eger over here, however, Well, it's that the Rokeach passings like Taismas that the entire Yom Rishon. Right? That seems to be the Machlokes. The Gain also paskins like Taismas. The Gain paskins like Taismas. And Lachara, this issue depends on what we said a few minutes ago, Nichum versus Nihud. Oh.
Can you have a situation where you have just logically Nichum Avelis when there's no Nihud Avelis? Like, how does it work?
So I think by the Kayin Gadol, you have that. By Cholamoy, you have that. In other words, I don't do any of the Isurim. I don't look like an Avel. I wear my normal Begadim. I'm sitting on a normal chair. Everything is normal, but there still is Nichum Avelim. I call him by Yegim Menachem LaAvel. You have a shame Avel, but there is no Maisa Avelis. By the Kohen Gadol, also you can't say there's Nichum if you don't have a shame Avel. But like in Salavachic land, right, in Rev territory, so you could say that there's a shame Avel without Nihuge Avelis, and that's why there could be Nichum without Nihuge.
But would that mean for, let's say, people that I guess aren't as from or aren't as shomer Torah mitzvahs who feel that custom meets that customs, there's an union of city having a shiva service, but they themselves don't want to be machmir all the
Yisrael. Right, so then lechari you should, again, I think the community should still send them food. They have a shame available.
But meaning you should still be menachem someone even if they're not keeping that lachs.
100%, yeah. I think when Chuck Schumer was sitting Shiva for his father, when Chuck Schumer lost his father a couple of months ago, no? So the Aguda sent a delegation of the Rosh Yeshiva to go and be Menachem Avah, Chuck Schumer's. He actually knew enough that he sat down when they came. I don't think he tore Kri or anything, but yeah, in other words, I think it's a proper thing. It's a shame of, I told some of the guys the story that one summer we used to go to Saco Lake, Maine during the summer. So one time I'm in Walmart in Saco Lake and a woman walks over to me and she says, "Oh, you look like a rabbi." I go, "Oh, God, shucks. You know, like I'm on vacation. How can you get me now?" So like, "I look like a rabbi. I may have a question for you. My mom died 2 days ago. Is there anything I should be doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, Givaldic." Like, yes, I told her to take off her shoes. I did some Nichum Avelim. I said that she should go home and like not leave the house for a week. I didn't like talk about Kriya or anything. I felt that not going to get that much out of them. But that L'cha'ira is, you can have, again, a din of Nichum without a din of Nihug at all. The Neid Yehuda writes as follows. The Badi HaShulchan quotes us on page 109 that if somebody ate already, so the Isser to eat doesn't apply anymore. No. Once the Avel violated the halacha and ate, so there's no longer an Isser to eat. So what's the pshat? Right? The pshat l'cha'ira is that you violated the Isser. The Isser is done. Shine, end of conversation. You get an impression there's no mitzvah either. Because the Isser is primary, that would sound more like a din in Nihug, not a din in Nichum. I thought, and this is already, I remember actually someone in the show, I mentioned that the father died, Leil HaSeder. The family actually unbelievable. They kept the Seder that night. The father died at the beginning of the night. They had a Seder that night. And they're like, at the end of the Seder, actually sang the family songs. It was like so meaningful. Again, different people react differently. So the Kavur is the first day of Chol HaMoed. So I brought, weren't that many people around. I brought the guy, the Sudas Havra myself. I made him some food and a woman in town. We made food for him. We bring the Sudas Havra to him ourselves. So he gets a din in Nichum Aveilim on Chol HaMoed Paskin. There is Nichum Aveilim. Technically, only the Kraven should do it. Like, there's no one around. Like, there are no Kraven. It's like, I guess the rabbi counts as a Karav. I don't know. Exactly, but that's what we did in that case. Now, I thought, and this is already a drasha, what do you use as the Sudas Havra? So, Vayozeg Yaakov Nozid, Yaakov Avinu made lentils, no? So that's the biblical Sudas Havra, lentils. white lentils. So the Ramban in the Teres HaAdam, quoted in the Beis Yosef, has two reasons. Either because a lentil is round and it's galgal hachozer ba'olam, right? Meaning people die, people wake back up, galgal hachozer ba'olam. Or because a lentil is ein lo peh, it's like smooth all the way around, right? And there's no indentation. Nafgamina, the Ramban says, is whether you can do havra'a with eggs. No? You do this havra'a with eggs. An egg, ein lo peh, right? There's no indentation, but an egg is not round. Nirlofi and Yisdaiti, that these two perushim in the Ramban and the nafgamina of eggs is totally in my chakira, whether it's a din in nihu gavelos or a din in nichum avela. No? If it's a din in nichum avelim, so you're saying, gal gal hachayzer ba'aylam. You should you want to be round. But if it's a din in nihug avelos, so the avel is not allowed to speak very much. No? That's one of the halachos. The avel is not supposed to be marbed dvarim. So if it's in a nihug avelos, I think the ein lo peh approach is more reasonable. The minhag of giving basar and yayin, I think, is more connected, obviously, to nichum avelam and to nihum. Is there a chiyuv to have basar and yayin as sudas havra? So the pashta says, I never thought there's like a chiyuv at all. But when Rav Shefton lost his mother, so he asked Rabbi Wulig, go and buy me a salami. Right? So what's the pshat in that? Rav Shefton felt there's a chiyuv to eat meat at sudas havra. Not just enough to have eggs. This is the chiyuv to have meat. It's not pshat that he davka like salami so much. I don't think that's the pshat.
But is that the pshat in Avro? That was the pshat of the Isser when we spoke earlier about that.
Again,
you know, when
he's asking so it could be the pshat is that he wants to show he's no longer an onin to be megala, or it could be that goes maimon, he writes that you have to have meat at the seudas havra, right? That goes maimonies. Lashon is Hagos Maim Nekosvu, right? Dimash from Parak Hanoder, the Lo Sagi Shelo Yochel Avro Basar, the Yishte Yayin Bahavra. Lo Sagi means you got to do it, right? So the Hagos Maim might be the pshat in this minig of the minig of Rosh Shechter.
Why? Why is that? You said earlier about the eggs. Why is it pshat in Nihu Gavir? You said it's not a pshat in Nihu Gavir, but the guy himself could be Nihu Gavir because he has no pet.
So, no, nihu gavelos is that you have no peh, right? That's why eggs would count as a nihu gavelos. But the nichum avelim, you should dafka use lentils or something round to show this galga chozer ba'olam, that you're menachem la'avon, you say, listen, right now you're all sad, you're at the bottom, but recognize that it's all a wheel and it comes back around and around. That's the way I understood these two pirushim. Again, this is definitely Schwartz. I don't think anyone says that, but it makes sense. It makes sense like this. I remember Rav Shefton once told us a story about the young rabbi who has his first levaya, and ended up, it always works out like this, that the worst time of the year is when you end up with your levayas. So Erev Pesach, this guy's the first levaya. So he calls the senior rabbi. He says, what do you do for Sudas Havra? What do you send? Senior rabbi says, bagels. Erev Pesach, you can't send the bagel. Right. So what are you going to do? So it happens that the what's it called? The Mordechai, Reb Chaim quotes this among the Beurim. The Mordechai writes that there's no inyan of Havra at all on Erev Pesach because there's nothing you can eat. You can't eat bread on Erev Pesach. Ah, you can eat eggs. You can eat lentils. You can eat basar on Erev Pesach. No, just if you're ochel matzah there Pesach, it's by a lot of based on this. So you can't have bread. Can't have, right after 4 hours, whatever it is, you can't have bread. You can't have matzah. How come that goes Mordechai? You're saying that there's no havra at all. The terence is that havra requires bread. That seems to be the raya of this yisod. That sudas havra, you have to have bread, and without bread, you can't do havra. Well, that's like what we were discussing beforehand. Okay. Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Daled. writes that Hayu Nohagim Lehis Anus Biyom Mises Hachamim. They used to have a minig to fast when the Chachamim died. The Lashon of Hayu sounds like this is past tense, is ancient history. And on the bottom of the Shulchan of the base, Hillel says, we don't have this minlag. Now, this is already funny. That means that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting a din, which is not Nohag L'maisa. Hayu Nohagim, right? Now, obviously, this din is not like your Rebbe. Maybe your Rebbe, there's Mamash Akhiyuv to fast. If you hold that there is a din of Aninos, right, and no one's going to be mad for you, maybe there's a Akhiyuv to fast by your own Rebbe. But it sounds like there's any Chacham. So what's the pshat that Shulchan Aruch quotes at Hayu? It sounds like it's past tense. So the pshat seems to be that Shulchan Aruch is a sefer that's not intended to only give me piskei halacha. Shulchan Aruch is a sefer to teach me important dinim that appear in the Rishonim, etc. So Shulchan Aruch can give me certain dinim which are past history, ancient history. This, I think, goes against the yisod that we said from Reb Feivel a few times. Reb Feivel says, how come Shulchan Aruch quotes a din nosi? I, we don't have a nosi anymore. Elamai, there's a din of Gadol Hador. Bisman Hazem. Right? Over here, it's clear that Shulchan Aruch is quoting a din that doesn't apply. Hayu Nayagim. The minig used to be, again, this is what it seems to me. So if Zion teaches me dinim the way Rav Schechter understands this in the Sefer Bikvei Hatzon, page 121. By the way, this Sefer is not on the shelf in the base Medrash. It was not on the shelf yesterday either. If any of you stole the Sefer Bikvei Hatzon, I am upset with you. So say Bikvei Hatzon, page 121, 100 through 125 or something, discusses that Rav Soloveitchik had a Yisrael, there are certain halachas that are din in the base ha'avel. They're not halachas in the avel himself. It's not din in fearing avelus, but these are din in the base ha'avel. So some of these din in the base ha'avel is that you're allowed to do light cleaning, you're allowed to sweep the floor, etc., to wash basic dishes, but you're not allowed to bring besomim into a base ha'avel. You're not allowed to make it smell good. It's a din in the base ha'avel. There's a discussion that achreinim, does the avel use besamim Motzai Shabbos? Right, we make havdalah besamim. So in the Bali HaShulchan, in one of the Sifkatans over here, I think it's Nanalach or something, he discusses whether the Avel does besamim. He thinks that the minig is lahakel, but lacha'ira, that means, I remember when my mother was sitting Shiva, I forgot for which one of my aunts. So my sister calls me, she's like, Mom wants to like smell besamim, not by havdalah. She wants to like smell besamim. My mother just likes smelling stuff occasionally, like whatever. Is she allowed to? I don't know why my sister thought to ask a question. So I say, no, you're not allowed to do that, right? There might be a kula to smell besamim by havdalah. Now it's also machlokes hachreinim, but to smell besamim stamos hayishon. If it's the bias shahames sham, you're allowed to have besamim, so the mace is not masriach. But you should not have besamim in the base avel, again, with the exception of, by what's it called? The exception of, by havdalah. Ein oimim shmua va'agadah v'base avel yoshim v'domimim. You don't say Torah in the base avel. You have to be silent. It's a machlekes in the Gemara in Chof Gimel. The Tana Kama says, ein oimim shmua va'agadah. Reb Chanina ben Antignus said that you do say Shmua Vagadah. I think that's his name. Reish Chespez Alf, I forget who it is. I think Reb Chanina ben Antignus says you do say Shmua Vagadah. Not only that, he did it. So the Pashtus is, the Rashash points out there in Chof Gimel, the Pashtus is that we should pass in Lahakel. That's mutter to say Shmua Vagadah, the Beis HaOvel, especially because it's a Maaseh Rav that Reb Chanina ben Antignus did this. The Pashtus is that we should say Shmua Vagadah, the Beis HaOvel. For some reason, Shulchan Aruch paskins not too. It's unclear why. Some say that maybe the din of Shmua Vagadah is only on a Chacham Shemes that the base medrash is batal. Maybe that's what it means. But you get an impression from Shulchan Aruch not like that. The din is you shouldn't learn Torah in the base ha'avel. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Zidin the base ha'avel. The Avil himself has a separate Isser of Talmud Torah. That's Simin Shin Pei Dalet, Simin, right? That's Shin Pei Dalet. The Avil is an Isser of Talmud Torah. This is a din on everybody else. You're not allowed to learn Torah in the base of Avil. That's the halacha.
That was also the same thing by besamim.
That's also din besamim. It's a din in the base of ovel. But ovel is not smelling the besamim. But other people should not walk around smelling stuff. Yeah.
So why is there an iser of besamim if it's not for the ovel?
So I think the iser is that there are halachas in the base of ovel that want the base of ovel not to be a makom of happiness. Besamim creates a degree of happiness. Talmud Torah creates a degree of happiness. You shouldn't be happy in the base of Avel. But Fibel Cohen writes that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that you shouldn't like schmooze too much either. You should be Yoshim V'Doimimim. You want to create an atmosphere of sadness. Be silent.
The ambiance.
The ambiance, right.
Separate from the...
Exactly. There's a special halacha in the ambiance of the base of Avel. In...
So you mentioned the Kula by Havdalah. But maybe I'm confused. Maybe why then by Tisha B'Av, it's a Motzei Shabbos, we're not involved.
Yeah, so Tisha B'Av, that's Motzei Shabbos, we don't.
We're talking.
That's a good kasha. In other words, you want to bring the right from Tisha B'Av and Motzei Shabbos. If we don't do Besamim, so it could be that we don't do Besamim because it's like Shabbos is people going into a Yontif when we don't do Besamim in that situation because Tisha B'Av is a great Moed. I don't know. It's a good kasha. And I have to think about it. Just to talk for a minute about not learning Torah in the base of Avel. It's not only halacha for the Avel. The minhag in most communities is that you learn Mishnayos, but you mincha ma'ariv in the base of Avel. Are you allowed to do that? Rav Soloveitchik was very against doing Mishnayos in the base of Avel. He says that it's a din in the base of Avel. Other places do Mishnayos in the base of Avel. B'chayre, that's not proper. Reb Fava Cohen, though, defends the practice. He says that maybe just like we know that by the Kavura itself, and Mesa Mutalafunda, you're allowed to say the Torah of the Nifter in front of him. So the Torah that you learn, the Mishnayos that you learn, since Mishnah is Osius Neshama, and you do the seventh pack of Mikvos, that each Mishnah begins with a Nun Shin Mem Hey. So therefore, maybe it's like, it's for the Avel, and that's why it's okay. But it's very hard to justify the Lima Torah in the base Avel. Others say that maybe the Isser of Lima Torah in the base Avel, Inam Rishmur Vagod, the base Avel, can't be more chomer than the Din and Shin Pedala, the Talmud Torah of the Avel himself. The halachos that the Avel himself is allowed to learn, let's say, Devarim Haro'im, right? You could learn sad stuff if you're an Avel. So the Cha'era, other people can learn sad stuff also. Whatever the Avel himself could learn, so other people could learn also. That seems to be Pashut. So Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Eitan Shnal quoted, I didn't hear this from him, Rabbi Eitan Shnal quoted, Rabbi Willig says that you should learn Pirkei Avos in the base of Avel. Because an Avel himself is allowed to learn Musar. Pirkei Avos is Mamish, all Dine, all Dvarim Shal Musar, so that you're allowed to learn in the base of Avel. I remember when my aunt died, so my mother was sitting Shiva in Woodmere where my aunt lived. So Rabbi Billet, the Rav of the Young Israel of Woodmere, sent one of the assistant rabbis, not Shai, one of the assistant rabbis there to kind of do the Shiva minion. It was weird because I'm there and my cousin Svi Engel, who's a rabbi in Chicago, was also there. So you have like two rabbis there, but Rabbi Billet was like sending, it's Kabbalah. You know, I guess it wouldn't be sending a rabbi to do it. And he begins between Mincha and Ma'ariv by saying that the practicing Young Israel of Woodmere is that we only learn the third parak of Moed Katan, the base of Avel. So every day, like the same Mishnah is about Avelos. That's what he did. Okay, not bad. Makes sense. Ain't no mishmor about God the base Avel, but those dinim that year, okay. My practice when I was a rabbi was Azoi, that I would not teach any Torah between Mincha and Ma'ariv. What I would do is I would go around the room and say, is there anyone who has some words to share about the Nifter? You know, the people give a hesped by the rabbi, the closest relatives, but often when someone passes away, other members in the community want to share their They want to reminisce about the Nifter. So I go around the room, like, you want to say, whoever wants to say something speaks. I always found that very meaningful. Of course, the difference is, can you say Kaddish? if you're not learning Torah, so the Avil can't say a Kaddish afterwards. But generally speaking, the Avil never complained about missing out on that one Kaddish, and they would, what's it called? Sometimes if the Avil wants to do Kaddish, right, technically if you're learning Mishnayos, the Avil is not supposed to pay attention. He's not supposed to learn Torah, for sure. If you hold, it's not in the base Avil, but still the Avil has an Isra Talmud Torah. So you're learning Mishnayos, the Avil shouldn't, learn. I actually was once at a shiva where the Avil was a big Talmud Chacham, and the Avil learned Mishnayos with the people. So it's mamish against the din. No, he's learning Mishnayos, and it's in the, mamish learning regular Mishnayos. Again, if you hold like Rebbe's Mahalach, that's a, right, for the neshama, maybe it's okay. I don't get it so much. So, what do you do though? If the Avil is not allowed to learn Torah, you learn Mishnayos, can you say Kaddish after? Technically, the Kaddish is because you learned, right? So there's a kuntris that the Tzitzei Eliezer wrote. I think it's in Chelek Vov called Evan Yaakov. I think his father was Yaakov. His father was Nifty, wrote a whole kuntris about Avelos. So there he quotes that you should always finish off with like a brice on Daf. Chavzayin in Moed Katan, you should like say that Nusach of the Braisa, and then say the Kaddish after. You see, but you only say Kaddish when you have Torahship accepts. You need a Braisa that finishes off with a Pasuk. That's why I say Hashem, Chafetz Aman Sikto, Yagdil Torah, Viyadir Kaddish, right? The idea of Kaddish at that point is because it's a Braisa followed by a Pasuk. You say Kaddish after the Pasuk. So if the other's not learning, so, it's not partial that you can say Kaddish at all. Those are some of the dinim that we have. Okay, so that is Simin Shin Ayin. Ches Simin Shin Ayin test, just very briefly, is that there's special Birkas HaMazon in the base HaAvel. The Shach and the Chachmasadim give you the text of the Birkas HaMazon. Artscore has a special Siddur for the base HaAvel, has the text. The Be'er HaGoyel over here writes that the practice is not to do the special Birkas HaMazon, the Beis HaAvel, because we follow those Yishenim, he says, that you only do the special Birkas HaMazon if you have a minyan. That's what he says. It's not kosher that this is correct. Whenever there's a Zimun, you should do this special Birkas HaMazon that appears in the base of it. Again, now that the Arts Crusader has it, I think people do this. It happens that the Shulchan Aruch is clearly against this Be'er HaGoyel. Be'er HaGoyel says you only do the Birkas HaMazon, the base of it on when you have a minyan. But the Shulchan Aruch writes that B'Shabbos in Birich B'Yochid, right? So therefore you say the special Birkas HaMazon, right? And as it's not considered, you don't do Avos before Hesyon Shabbos, but Dvarim Shabbat Tzini you do. So if you're benching alone, so then you say the special Birkas HaMazon. That means you do it alone, even without a Zimun, even without without a minyan. You say the special Birkas HaMazon, L'cha'ora. That's the proper practice. Reprival points out that you see from Sif Dalin that it's considered Befar Hesio whenever anyone else is around. It's not abundantly clear this is true, that Sin versus Far Hesio depends on whether people are around. The Shaila is, let's say, on Shabbos, so the Avil is also Atifas HaRosh. Let's say there's no one around. Is the Avil supposed to do Atifas HaRosh? Right, so in Simin Tov, Lachrainim discussed that in terms of Avil's for Shabbos, you get an impression from the way they discuss it over there is that there's an objective question. What's considered Sina, what's considered Fahesia, doesn't depend on whether people are around or not. The Badei HaShulchan raises this objection. The Pizkei Tshuva over here quotes that the practice is that the Avil leads benching. And he says that practice is only for Shiva because the din is that the Avil is Mesif Rosh. We spoke about this in the context of our Huntner's Psak regarding Nichum Avilim on the telephone, that there's a din of Haseba, a community activity, because the Avil is Mesif Rosh, the Avil should lead the benching. That's what the Pesach Shuva says. Get an impression it's not a din in the entire Yudhis Chodesh, it's only during Shiva. However, if you hold that the Yisoid of Kaddish is that I get Zechuyos when people answer after me, So one could argue that or Yud Beis Chodesh, the Avel should lead the Zimun, especially the way the din used to be, that leading the Zimun means that you would say the benching and everybody else would not say it. No? So be mistaber, mali Dirkas Hamoza, mali Tfila. Be mistaber that the Avel should lead the Zimun or Yud Beis or Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay. Again, there's a little bit of discussion over here in the Dogma Meravava. The Dogma Meravava is hard to understand, but this is what we wanted to speak about in Shin Ayin Tes, Shin Ayin Tes. And tomorrow I want to do the Isser Malacha and then start with the really Surim Rechitza, Sichon, Mila Sasan, Dol, etc. We're going to keep it moving. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful day.